Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yo, what's good, family? It is your boy, D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop Old Head, a.k.a. Hip Hop's Uncle Phil, and they're hanging out with me for another episode of Solo Dolo. This is actually episode number 2, and that's when I break away from the crew. I sit down with y'all and just talk about, you know, shit that's on my mind. But this is an episode I think that, well, not an episode, but this is something I can continue seeing myself do. Something I'm bringing to y'all, which was called It Was All Good Just a Week Ago. A lot of y'all say that, you know what, y'all don't cover enough current stuff. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to touch on things, not as they happen, but a little bit after they happen, and then keep current with the news and the views and the vibes that are taking place in this culture of hip hop, whether it's rap music, graffiti, whatever. We're gonna try to cover everything that pertains to what's going on hip hop from a current standpoint. So we'll call it. It was all good just a week ago. Shout out to Jay-Z and Too Short for that record. If you never heard it, Google it. Get to know it. I don't know. Can you still Google Jay shit, or do you have to like exclusively go to Tidal to get It Was All Good just a week ago? But whatever you got to do, go get it. First off, we're going to start the show with some rest in peace shouts out. So rest in peace to DJ Reddy Rock, the Witch Doctor, who just passed away a few days ago. And of course, the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Big shout outs to you. Rest in peace. For the record, when my day comes, I want to go out like Aretha did. The 6-7 hour funeral. Just as payback to all the people who ever had me wait. Y'all know I hate waiting. So every time my wife had me standing in Costco, or one of the fellas had me just waiting on some BS, or a guest for one of the shows had us waiting on some BS, best believe when I go out, I'm gonna have like a 10 hour funeral playing nothing but music I mess with. So that's coming. Hopefully not soon, but it's coming. Speaking of something that's out now, OTH, the magazine is out, featuring cover artist Big Percy. A lot of y'all might know him from his mixtapes that he put out here on the West. You know, one of the cats from Pomona that has done a lot in the industry, you know, behind the scenes and in front of the cameras. So go check out the documentary right now that they have on YouTube called G-Funk, where he gives his perspective of some music from the Death Row era. And not typically, but who contributed to that, G-Funk. So make sure you go check that out. That's on YouTube Red now. And also Will King, man, honest artist and entrepreneur, served his country. Will's done a lot of things, man, so go check them out, man. You know, City Boy Ghost is in the magazine. Big shout out to him. Young Syrup's in there. Nitro G's is in there. Frank Noble's in there. And most importantly, the reviews. The reviews. Big shout outs to 5-1, who's now taking over music review duties for Overtime Hustling the Mag. So make sure you check out his first entry into the music reviews. And, of course, you can get Overtime Hustling the Mag at overtimehustling.com, or you can go to MagCloud, and you can go ahead and get that there as well. And, you know what? Also, big shout-out to Rock, man. Rock's got his book out. Rock, friend of the show, supports the show. So his book is out. Don't have the title in front of me, but it's about battling your inner demons. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. I'll try to post something a little later to put that out there, because we definitely, as just not people of color, everybody needs to really start getting in touch with what triggers them, some of the shit that subconsciously they know is not, you know, they don't know is bothering them, that leads them to doing other shit, or you know, possibly destroying relationships, or possibly destroying, you know, what your destiny could be. Sometimes you are the only person who's standing in your way. But yeah, that's sad. I'm not gonna get too deep on some Dr. Phil shit. I'm hip hop's Uncle Phil, not hip hop's Dr. Phil. So the way this is gonna go, I'm gonna break it down basically into segments, the show. So I'm gonna try to not be so random and just kind of give you guys thoughts, clear thoughts on what's happening currently in the state of hip hop. So I want to start off with a little segment I call Troll Alone. And trolling is now the thing in hip hop. It's no longer your skills, or it's no longer how hard you grind, meaning not so much to try to get on, but how much work you put into developing your craft, becoming a better songwriter, becoming a stage performer. You know, now you can really fast forward yourself to the front of the line by just trolling. And so the reason I'm calling this Troll Alone, because currently there's only one dude in the game who, in my opinion, stands at the pinnacle of trolling. That's that young kid, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, trash music aside, I'm going to say that right now, his music is trash. But he has mastered the one thing that a lot of us old heads have yet to figure out, and the one thing that these young kids respect, and that's trolling. Now, this week, he went in, visited his mother's family in Mexico, went to a school, passed out some money to the kids in the school, said some inspirational shit to them, passed out some money to the family. And that consequently was all in time with him releasing like a new reggaeton joint, which is trash, trash, trash. But I respect that he's, you know, reaching out to his culture, his gente, his raza, you know, his sangre, so to speak. He's reaching out to them and connecting with them. And it's worked for artists in the past. You know, Cardi got her buzz going, or continued to keep her buzz where it was, by jumping on some of those reggaeton records before she dropped her album, which, you know, had the I Like It Like That song with, was it Bad Bunny and somebody Balvin or something like that. No disrespect, don't know y'all cats like that, but that wave is there. And I don't really want to call it a wave, but I'm going to call it a wave in 6ix9ine's case, because this is all recent to my knowledge. Look, I don't do major homework on these cats, but from what I know, this is new wave for him, and that's cool. Hopefully he can find his niche and he can continue to keep his success going, or expand that. And again, trash music, but I see where he's trying to take his career, and he's trying to open himself up to more markets, especially that Latin market. It's going to be very key. Speaking of opening up, he this past weekend was in Philly for Jay-Z's Made in America, which in my opinion was a good look for him. I was shocked that Jay, and again, I don't know if Jay organizes a festival, probably does, he probably has his people on it, but Jay giving him that platform in Philly, a big look for the kid, because he doesn't get a lot of these opportunities based on negative press or based on stuff that has happened in his career, whether it is, or pre-career, whether it was the underage kid shit or just some of the drama he brings with him. So salute to 6ix9ine for being able to make that Made in America shit happen, and hopefully, you know, he continues to have positive momentum and he can get away from the negativity. Now, I said that just to say this. Had a great week, right? But unfortunately, it ends on a sour note. He gets caught in the bed, allegedly, with a young girl. Now, I say allegedly because we don't have any facts. Trippie Redd posting some shit on his IG stating that, hey, 6ix9ine, you're laying up with a youngster. And I'm not here to judge, but I'm here to ask this question. With all this positive shit that has happened and transpired as of late, I'm forgetting one thing I'm going to touch on right now, and then I'll go back into what I was originally going to say. While he was in Philly, he went to see a kid from the Make-A-Wish Foundation who was dying. And 6ix9ine spent the day with the kid. They shot some video in the whole nine. Saw some of the footage, and he definitely was emotional. 6ix9ine, the kid was definitely happy for 6ix9ine to be there. Again, this kid has terminal cancer, so it doesn't have long to live. His last wish was to meet 6ix9ine, which is some really heavy shit if you think about it. But again, you see all this positivity. He paid the family's rent for a year. But then again, he gets caught laid up in bed with an underage girl, allegedly. Again, you know, we don't know her age, but she's claiming she's like between 16 and 17 years old, which is crazy. And the reason I say it's crazy is because, again, he has had a great run. But to me, when I look at it, there's these periods of negativity or shit that happens that's negative that kind of halts his trajectory. And it's almost like kind of he has to start from scratch. And I'm not saying he's going all the way down to the bottom and people are like, nah, we off Tekashi. We ain't messing with Tekashi. But your momentum can definitely be halted by some bullshit. And you might not get certain looks because of that. So to go back to my original question that I never got off is, who the fuck is allowing all this to happen? Like, where were his handlers? Where is the old Treyway dude or whoever the old cat is that you always see him with? Why are these things continuing to happen? Okay, obviously, these cats that are around him or in his corner or part of his team, his management, I don't know. Obviously, y'all are eating off the kid, right? So it should be your job to keep any underage-looking chicks, any dudes that look like they're gonna rob them, which is like 99.9% of society. That was a joke, but you know, he does look soft. So he's probably going to get tested more than the average cat, right? Plus, he's famous. He's walking around with jewelry. And he's telling grown men to put their mouths on a certain part of his body. Why do we continue, or do you continue to let this type of shit happen? He's eventually gonna mess up the bag for everybody. And the team around him, in my opinion, should be making sure that that doesn't happen. And it just doesn't seem like that is, like they're worried about that. So, the saying is, what goes up must come down, and eventually the boy's gonna come down, or it's gonna come down, whatever it may be. That shoe is gonna drop, and his team should be preventing that from happening instead of allowing these things to take place. I think it was Jermaine Dupri who said at one point in his career, to deal with these scenarios where, you know, you laid up with somebody, he wasn't laying up with underage women, but the women who he would have these relationships with, so to speak, or would have to file a non-disclosure agreement. He was videotaping everything because he wasn't going to be that cat getting caught up. And so you would like to see all rappers, just not the 6ix9ine kid, start taking those precautions in the day and age that we live in. I think it was just recently outside of the world of hip-hop, a young lady in New Jersey is going to jail for falsely accusing some football players, college football players, of raping her. She didn't want to let her boyfriend at the time know that, you know, she was down with the get down. So she went ahead and tried to ruin some young men's lives and said that they raped her. And again, I'd hate for anybody to be in that position, but you need to be smarter. And if you're at the 6ix9ine level of fame, the team around you needs to make sure that you're the number one priority and that they're not going to let anything deter you from getting where you need to be. But that's my take on the boy 6ix9ine. So hopefully everything's good with him. Props to him. Stay out of wild situations. You know, we'll see. I'm interested to see if we get another, or if there's an album coming and what type of music's around that. Because the last couple songs have been really lackluster. The joint with him and 50 and the rest of the New York cats, I think it's Uncle Murder, who I like. Casanova, who I like. That was hot trash. And now you got this reggaeton cut with him and a Puerto Rican dude. Shout out to all my Boricua familia out there. But that shit was garbage, man. So, not even catchy good. At least his other music was catchy. But this shit is, turn it off. Get it out of here. So, somebody who's not out of here as of yet, someone who just came back, we're going to call this segment Bomb First, because hip-hop savior is back, right? Eminem, out of the heavens, drops this new record.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Record Kazakami, or what is it? Am I saying Kamikaze, right? So he drops Kamikaze, and he's back, man. He's back to rapping and doing what he should have done on this record. And those of y'all who know me know that I'm not a big Eminem fan, but I do respect his skills. And the rapping on Kamikaze, the level of emceeing on Kamikaze, definitely remind everybody of why Marshall Mathers is in a lot of folks' top tens. So props to him on that. Beat wise, trash. Hook wise, trash. And for me, that is why I have a hard time putting him in my top five. I'm not going to give you my top five right now, but that's why I have a problem with putting him in my top five. It's just consistently, song-wise, the beats and the choruses are so-so. But on this Kamikaze joint, lyrically, he is killing it. And he's old Angry M, and he's coming for cats. He's projected, let me get out some numbers out to you real quick. So he's projected to sell above 200,000 first week with no promo, no nothing. So again, M is still that name in the industry. You can't take away that. You can't take anything away from him. So he comes out. He's got bars for Yachty, Tyler the Creator, almost every mumble rapper, Joe, and surprisingly enough, Machine Gun Kelly. So he hit Kelly with some bars over something he said in a tweet about M's daughter, you know, like 5-6 years ago. And basically said that Kelly is a carbon copy, a clone of M. So this morning I wake up to timelines blowing up, because guess what? The Machine Gun Kelly kid came back and actually answered. So I've never heard a Machine Gun Kelly song up until this morning. Now I've heard some freestyles. I saw his latest joint on Funk's Flex. I've seen him on Sway before, so I'm not going to act like the dude can't rap. But he signed to Bad Boy, and he was a white kid. So first thing that comes to my mind is the Italian Stallion. And for those of us who remember him, we know how trash he was. And again, I'm an older dude, so Machine Gun Kelly is getting no play in my casa. It's not. So I'm not fucking with him. But this diss record, he's got some points. And he kind of calls out not only M, but kind of all old heads in a sense, like myself, who are angry. Angry that the music is going a certain way. So I thought that was dope that he called us out. But the most shocking, well, not shocking, but the most crazy, not even crazy, I guess the allegation of the song that really stuck with me the most was that Kelly is saying that M blackballed him from the industry, which is crazy to me because M has always carried himself, or they've always portrayed Eminem like he is anti-industry. And I was just having a conversation, or you don't conversate, what do you tweet on the Twitter box? My Twitter game is still garbage. Like, I'm still getting lost in conversations. Cats tag me and shit, and like, I open up my Twitter and I'm like, all right, where do I start to get in this conversation? But CEO Hayes and Ralph, Danny Ocean, couple cats. My old mind is not gonna allow me to remember names. But they were having a conversation online a couple days ago about M, and it was brought up how he's always been portrayed as anti-machine, which, in my opinion, has never been the case. He's made music that comes off as anti-machine, but it's really not anti-machine. It's just anti what's hot. It's contrarian music. Like, if you fucking with NSYNC, I'm not. If you fucking with whoever, I'm not. I'm going to be the opposite of that. So it's crazy that M would then use his industry influence to then blackball another artist. The same cat that made is it The Way I Am? Or he was complaining that radio won't even play my jam. But that's all the fuck you heard at the time was Eminem records, right? And I'm guessing he's referencing that time where I think he said some crazy shit about Elton John and then had to go apologize, that type of shit. But for him to blackball Machine Gun Kelly because of what Kelly said about his daughter, I don't know. I don't know if I really believe that. I do believe maybe M said, hey, here's a cat that could come in and maybe put a dent in what I'm doing. Not completely getting M the fuck out of here, but here's a younger version of myself, aesthetically probably a better version, marketability wise probably more marketable. So in my opinion, yeah, it definitely makes some sense that this would be something that possibly Marshall would do. And I think he's got to address that. He's got to come back on this record, and he's got to, or on a new record, and he's got to answer to some of those things. Because I do not believe that he would do that just because it's his daughter. I definitely would not believe that. That's 6 years ago, and M said some wild shit in the course of his career. So to wild out on that one, nah. But I do think, like Kelly was saying, that M's self-esteem is definitely fragile, and it's always been fragile, and he's always attacked those things that appear to be bigger than he is. So props to Machine Gun Kelly for even going there. Big props to you on that. But M, definitely back with the Kamikaze. It's a dope album if you are about lyrics, cadence, wordplay, different styles. He killed the Migos style. And I know I call him the Migos. It is the Migos, but I call him the Migos. It's just a joke. But he ripped that. Him and Joyner Lucas got off. Him and Royce got off. So that he body bagged that style. You cats, Offset, Quavo, and Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff. Yes, that's all three of y'all names. Found a new style. M came through, bodied that, and that's it. Y'all gotta go back to the drawing board, come up with some other shit. But overall, my opinion on Kamikaze, again, dope record for those who want to sit down, listen to something, run something back a few times, only based off lyrical ability. Everything else, hooks, beat selection, it was not a great album when it came to that. And I don't know if it's an M thing where he just doesn't want to work with some of the more current or popular producers these days, but I think you're Eminem. You should be able to call anybody up and say, hey, I want a beat. I need a record. And I'm waiting for him to do that. Get the dopest producers. And, you know, I understand. On this record, he says, hey, I don't say a hook unless I wrote the hook. Okay, that's cool. But get you the best production available to you. And then you can write them bullshit-ass hooks. And it might work. A lot of songs that we love that got horrible hooks because the beat, the cadence, tempo was all carried. And M being one of the best to do it, you should be able to do that with ease. With ease. Yo, before I segue into what I want to discuss next, let me shout out Nice Rockwell, man. This is his production that you hear playing underneath me. So big shout outs to him, man. Nice Rockwell. Check him out on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, NYCEROCKWELL. Nice Rockwell. Check him out, man. Dope producer. It's got some dope little blends or mashups. It's when they take the vocals, he does a beat, and they take some acapellas. And again, I don't know what they call that, but he's got some fire. So go ahead and check him out. Check him out. So next segment, man. Let's roll into something I'm calling why are y'all bringing up old shit? So almost 2 weeks now. Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Robert Glasper, if y'all don't know who that is, he is a Grammy-nominated musician, artist. He's worked with everybody from Stevie Wonder to Jay-Z, and also was one of the cats who worked with Lauryn Hill when she put out her classic, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. So he sat down, did a little interview where he said basically that Lauryn didn't completely right The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Now, some of us that are old enough to remember the lawsuit and shit like that, we were aware of that. I guess back in 98, there was a lawsuit that was filed by a production team. They go by the name of New Ark, stating that they wrote two songs and helped collaborate on many others. And they eventually end up settling this outside of court for millions of dollars. So I'm happy that everybody got paid, is what it sounds like. I think it was like $5 million or something like that. So my question to you is this. Do we care as hip-hop, fans of hip-hop? Are we going to go back and are you going to now look at that record differently because possibly two songs were written by somebody else and maybe there was some collaboration on others? Or are we still going to hold that record near and dear to us, if you hold that record near and dear to you? Now, personally for me, it depends on what songs are written. If someone wrote, let's say, Zion for her, then I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, because that was supposed to be a record you wrote about your child and having, you know, going through pregnancy or whatever. If the Santana joint, the Reciprocity joint, Canopy Soul, what's called X Factor, if that was maybe written for, maybe I'll look at it a little different, because those are the songs that I'm feeling. Nothing Either Matters by D'Angelo, was that another one, you know? So maybe those songs make me feel a little different about the record. If it's like that thing and whatever her hits were, and those were written by somebody else, I could really care less. I listen to artists to see what they're doing with their music when it comes on a personal level. Are they bringing their real life story into their music? And I thought that was what was so dope about The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was because we didn't really know who L Boogie was. We knew who she was in the Fugees. We knew what, you know, we saw her on, you know, Sister Act 2 and shit like that. But that was a record, in my opinion, that gave us who she was and what she stood for. And so that's why that album will always resonate with me. Now, again, if I find out that some of my favorite joints were written by somebody else and weren't really taken from her life, then that makes me look at it a little different. But I think overall, it's hard really to judge that. I mean, Wayne, Kanye, a lot of dudes that have ghostwriters And we don't look at them any different when it comes to celebrating their music. The masses don't. I do. So I don't know. That's definitely a tough one. You can go ahead and chime in on that one. Let me know. Record a video. Keep it under 2 minutes, and then go ahead and post it to any of our social media sites. And you can find us on IG. You can find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. And all you got to do is type in an honest conversation about hip hop, or ACHAHH, and that'll definitely bring up any of our pages on social media, where you can go ahead and let us know how you feel about your favorite artists, Ghost Riders, and whether or not any of the albums that you hold near and dear to you. If, let's say, All Eyes on Me tomorrow, the news is that, hey, these cats contributed, these cats wrote a couple songs on All Eyes on Me. Is that going to make, are you going to change your opinion on that album or even that artist? So I'd love to hear about that. Make sure you hit us with that. So before I get out of here, I'm always going to try to end the show with this segment. It's called Get the Fuck Out of Here, because I'm about to get the fuck out of here myself. And this episode's Get the Fuck Out of Here goes to DJ Vlad and the Littles. Now, we've talked about Vlad before. Episode 1, we sat down with Slink Johnson. Big shout out to him. And we discussed Vlad. Was he good or bad for the culture? You know, bringing cats on the show to basically dry snitch, and Vlad's interviews and shit being used in testimony and things of that nature. Him and his staff asking questions that were stupid, that were set up questions in our opinion. And what we concluded was this: you should be smart enough, if you're going on Vlad's show, to know that Vlad is going to ask you some way out shit, and you should be prepared to answer that way out shit to the best of your ability. If you've said that you shot somebody on a record, Vlad is probably going to ask you a question like this: so, on your track Such and Such, you said you shot such and such times. Now, I did a little research, and were you referring to such and such from such and such in that record? That's the type of shit Vlad is asking. Those district attorney fucking questions. Those, you know, chief inspector, murder detective questions. And you just need to be smart enough not to answer them, right? So, I at one point just unsubscribed from Vlad when it came to his YouTube channel and shit, because I was just tired of seeing these young, silly dudes getting set up. So recently, he had a really good interview with D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley looked tired as fuck and looked like he didn't want to deal with Vlad that day, but he sat down and once they did like an hour and talked about some dope shit. So I did check it out. I said, you know what, let me resubscribe to Vlad so I don't miss some of the good content that comes through his channel. So like over the past week, I've been getting notifications from interviews with, Stupid Young, Kid Trunks or some shit, Little Gnar, and all kinds of other little niggas that I have no idea who these little niggas are. Now, outside of Little Gnar, he is big in the streets. Young Stupid, shout out to you, Long Beach. You're a West Coast cat, Cambodian cat, so shouts out to you as well. And now, I'm not saying that these littles shouldn't get this big opportunity. So what I'm saying, Vlad, is basically, get the fuck out of here with that. We need much better representation on your platform. You have one of the largest platforms, and it's time for some diversity. And I don't mean color and things of that nature, because you do a good job of getting people who look different from what hip-hop is supposed to look like in the minds of those who put color on hip-hop. But I'm talking about talent and artist-wise. We need to see some more diversity from you, Vlad. And you know what? I'm down to come produce some content for you. Holla at your boy, Hip Hop Old Head, D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop Uncle Phil. Holla at your boy, and we'll get it done, and it'll be dope. We're here to save Vlad TV. Nah, not really. I'm just fucking with you. But that's it. Another episode of Solo Dolo in the books. I'm going to call these shit was all good just a week ago, and I'll touch on the topics, the news and views of current shit that's happening within the world of hip hop. A little different from what you guys are used to on an honest conversation about hip hop. So shout outs to my peoples, Sal Capone, King OG's, King OG's as if there's plural, but King OG and Bootlegs and B-Sides himself, Mr. Big Pooh. We'll be back with brand new episodes of an honest conversation about hip hop coming to you soon. You know, you can catch those on Audio Boom. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play. There's always our Libsyn page, so make sure you check that out. Go ahead, Google us, an honest conversation about hip hop. Big shout outs to Overtime Hustle the Magazine, 21K, Molly G, anybody else I'm forgetting? My bad. We're just rattling this off at the top of the dome to close out the show. So much love. Thank you to everybody who stayed and listened to this whole entire joint. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and continue to fuck with us. So once again, it's your boy, Hip Hop Ohead, a.k.a. D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop's Uncle Phil. And I'm going to go ahead and catch y'all next time. Again, thanks for nice Rockwell for rocking out with me on these beats. If you have some production you want me to talk over, you can go ahead and you can send that to dwhatshattinin@aol.com. That's dwhatshattinin@aol.com. Or you can get at me at any of the social media pages that we have for the podcast. And send me your instrumentals, and if I like them, I'll throw them on upcoming episodes of Solo Dolo. So again, it's your boy D. Moraney. I'm out, and peace.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.